Dusted with snow, the Warner Brothers blue and gold shield. Warner Brothers Pictures, a Time Warner company. Castle Rock Entertainment, a Time Warner company. Shangri-La Entertainment. An inky blue night sky, snowflakes fall like tumbling feathers. In gold letters, the Polar Express. Beneath the sky, leafless trees, their bare branches weighed down with snow. Houses line a snow-carpeted street, their roofs white. Through a window in one of the houses, a child, Hero Boy, lies on his back in bed.
On Christmas Eve, many years ago, I lay quietly in my bed. I did not rustle the sheets. I breathed slowly and silently. I was listening for a sound I was afraid I'd never hear. The ringing bells of Santa's sleigh.
Hero Boy opens his eyes wide. He lies motionless for a moment, then his eyes dart sideways. He turns his head towards the window and sits up, pushing back the covers. Hero Boy climbs out of bed and steps up to the window. He leans on the radiator beneath it. Grimacing, he quickly pulls his arm away and rubs it. He lifts a hand to the window and wipes a circle in the steam on the glass, peering out into the night. He looks down at a snowman on the front lawn. Hero Boy quickly turns his head towards the door. Creeping away from the window, he accidentally kicks a baseball into a large metal spinning top. Hero Boy freezes on the spot, then as the noise subsides, tiptoes on towards his bedroom door. He opens the door and goes out onto the darkened landing, making his way carefully down the stairs. He stops before reaching the bottom, looking down at the Christmas tree with a glum expression. There are no presents. He glances over towards the fireplace, where two empty stockings hang from the mantelpiece. He then turns his gaze on a plate of untouched cookies and a glass of milk. Crestfallen, he rests his chin against the banister. He looks expectantly towards the hall. A Father Christmas-shaped shadow appears on the wooden floor. It's Hero Boy's father carrying his little sister.
All right, Sarah, you have your water. Now let's get you upstairs and into bed.
But I have to.
Hero Boy runs back to his room.
Faster than the speed of light to get to everyone's house in one night.
So?
And to hold everyone's presents, his sled would have to be bigger than an ocean liner.
Well, your brother said that? Well, he was just kidding you. He knows there's a Santa.
He said he wasn't sure. He wasn't sure Santa was for real.
Of course Santa's for real. He's as real as Christmas itself.
But he won't come until you're sound asleep, young lady. Sweet dreams.
Sarah gets a kiss.
Santa will be here before you know it. So go to sleep.
Hero Boy is spying through his keyhole. He watches as his parents turn out Sarah's light and close her door. His father has a Santa hat with a bell on top tucked in his waistband. A disappointed-looking Hero Boy backs away. He turns on a torch and opens a drawer in a dresser, which he stands on, enabling him to reach the top drawer. He takes out a pile of things, a photo of a child pulling the false beard off a department store Santa, a newspaper article, Santa's on strike, department store Santa's walk out, Hero Boy smirks, now the cover of Post magazine. On it, a distraught little boy has found a hidden Santa costume. The headline reads, "The Discovery." Eyes narrowed, Hero Boy grabs an encyclopedia, looking up the North Pole.
Life.
He shines his torch on the page. Hearing footfalls, he quickly slams the book closed, turns off the torch, and leaps back into bed, pretending to be asleep. His parents come in.
He used to stay awake all night waiting for Santa.
I think those days are just about over.
Oh, that would be sad if that were true.
Yeah, an end of the magic.
He closes his eyes as his mother kisses him. He opens them again as his parents go. They're reflected in the spinning top, pausing in the doorway.
Sound like a light. Express train wouldn't wake him up now.
Hero Boy looks saddened as they go. He frowns.
End of the magic.
Hero Boy rolls onto his back and stares up at the ceiling, where a moonlit shadow from the window is cast. His brow furrowed, he turns his head towards the alarm clock, which sits on the bedside cabinet. It's 10:20. Hero Boy turns his head back towards the ceiling. His eyelids grow heavy. Hero Boy lies motionless on his back, his eyes closed. Hero Boy opens his eyes blinkingly and turns his head back towards the clock. It's now 11:55. Hero Boy glances around, looking puzzled. He lifts his head off the pillow and with a frown looks towards the radiator against which the spinning top leans. It starts to shake. A model plane hanging from the ceiling starts to jolt around. Hero Boy sits up. A pot of pens on the desk topples over. Other things fall to the floor as the whole room shakes. Steam starts to spurt from the radiator. Light floods in through the window as though a train is rattling past. On hands and knees on his bed, Hero Boy stares out through a haze of steam. He jumps off the bed and puts on his slippers. Hero Boy tugs on his dressing gown. The pocket is caught on the bedpost and rips. Marbles escape all over the floor. Hero Boy runs out of his room. He steps out through the front door. Staring ahead, wide-eyed, he closes the door behind him. He starts to run along the icy path, then breaks into a skid. He comes to a stop, staring upwards. His mouth drops open and his eyes dart all over the place. He stares along the street. A wall of steam starts to clear, revealing a huge locomotive. A single light at the front of it picks out snowflakes in its powerful beam. Steam puffs out of the chimney on the engine. Hero Boy gazes in wonderment at the magical sight. He pads through the snow towards the grand train, leaving footprints in his wake. Looking a little nervous, he edges towards the engine.
All aboard!
Hero Boy whips round, staring back along the carriages.
All aboard!
He sees a silhouette in the distance. Hero Boy starts to move uncertainly towards the figure. On the side of the train in gold letters, Polar Express. Hero Boy tiptoes on, a trail of steam wafting around at his feet. The figure, wearing a conductor's uniform, is shrouded in a foggy haze. As Hero Boy steps closer, he sees a tall, slim man with a bushy moustache and half-moon glasses, over which he peers at the boy. Hero Boy gazes up at him.
Well, you coming?
Hero Boy just stares.
Where?
Why, to the North Pole, of course! This is the Polar Express!
The North Pole?
I see. Hold this, please. Thank you. Is this you?
The conductor holds out a clipboard.
Yeah.
Well, it says here, no photo with the department store Santa this year. No letter to Santa. And you made your sister put out the milk and cookies. Sounds to me like this is your crucial year. If I were you, I would think about climbing on board.
The conductor leans down and looks steadily into Hero Boy's eyes.
Come on. I've got a... schedule the key. Oh!
He closes his large fob watch. Hero Boy backs away.
Suit yourself.
Looking tense, Hero Boy continues to step backwards as the conductor gets on the train. He leans out, signaling to the driver with a hurricane lamp. The Polar Express starts to pull away. Hero Boy's eyes are fixed on the locomotive. He swallows, his expression unsure. Hero Boy suddenly breaks into a run and, grabbing a handrail, pulls himself up onto the train. Snowflakes are jostled in the wake of the locomotive. Hero Boy gazes at his darkened house as he's carried past. The snowman on the front lawn seems to wave, his twig arms and gloves blown in the wind. Gripping the handrail, Hero Boy continues to gaze back at his home. Apprehensive, he lowers his eyes. Hero Boy looks round. Behind him, the conductor slides open a door to a carriage and with a sweep of his arm gestures for him to go through it. Eyeing the conductor suspiciously, Hero Boy climbs the steps to the door. His eyes bulge as he sees a group of children about his age frolicking about in the old-fashioned carriage. His white face a little flushed, Hero Boy steps warily into the carriage and the conductor slides the door closed behind him. His blue dressing gown tied securely over his yellow pajamas, Hero Boy makes his way along the aisle. A little black girl stares at him. He glances away shyly and sits down. Wearing a pink nightie, she continues to stare at him. Hero Boy meets her gaze. She half smiles at him and he looks away again. He glances sideways at her and she beams. Hero Boy quickly turns away. A bespectacled boy peers over the seat at him.
Hey! Hey, you! Yeah, you! Do you know what kind of train this is?
Huh?
Train? Do you know what kind of train this is? Well, do ya?
Of course. It's a magic train. We're going to the North Pole.
Yeah, I know it's a magic train. Actually, it's a Baldwin 284 S3 class Berkshire-type steam locomotive. Built in 1931...
Hero Boy leans towards his new friend in the pink nightie, Hero Girl.
Are we really going to the North Pole?
Hey, look, everybody!
Isn't that wonderful?
Herbisheimers! Herbisheimers!
All the children gaze out at a department store window led by Know-It-All, the bespectacled boy.
Wow, look at all those presents. I want all of them.
So Christmassy, cozy, beautiful.
The Santa in the window has a mechanical device poking out of his back. Hero Boy shakes his head.
Tickets! Tickets, please! Tickets!
Wielding his ticket punch, the conductor steps up to Hero Boy.
Ticket, please. Try your pocket.
Hero Boy stares up at the conductor, then feels in his ripped pocket. Two fingers poke out of the bottom. He waggles them.
Try your other pocket.
The conductor looks wearily away, then back at Hero Boy as he feels in his other pocket. With a look of amazement, he pulls out a large gold ticket with a picture of the locomotive on one side and the words Polar Express round trip on the other. Hero Boy holds it up to the conductor, who snatches it with a flourish.
Thank you, sir.
The conductor starts to clip away at Hero Boy's ticket with a look of deep concentration. Tiny circles of the gold paper flutter down into Hero Boy's face. He blows a bit off his lip.
Hey, watch out here.
Thank you, sir. That is a public address microphone. It is not a talk.
Boy, that guy sure likes to show off his ticket punch. Look at that wise guy punched on my ticket.
Know-It-All holds it up.
L.E. What the heck does that mean?
Stop 11544. Edward.
Know-It-All.
We're heading for the other side of the tracks.
Holding his ticket with the letters B and E punched in it, Hero Boy gazes out of the window. The train stops near a small, rickety, dark house with a crooked porch. Hero Boy and Know-It-All stick their heads out of the window to watch as the conductor gets off with his lamp and addresses a boy.
Well, you coming?
Nah, it's just another pickup. That's weird. I thought you were supposed to be the last one.
Why, to the North Pole, of course! This is the Polar Express!
The skinny little boy steps back.
Suit yourself.
The conductor gets back on board the train and signals to the driver with his lamp. The train jerks forward. Hero Boy's head jolts back with the motion. He stares out at the lonely little boy, who stands in an old-fashioned nightshirt, staring back at him, his tiny footprints forming a trail in the snow. Hero Boy gives Lonely Boy a little wave. Lonely Boy's eyes pass over the carriages as they trundle past. Lonely Boy suddenly breaks into a run, trying to catch the train.
Hey, that kid wants to get on the train! Come on!
Lonely Boy stumbles, desperately trying to run.
Hurry up!
Hero Boy gestures with his hand. The train is picking up speed. Lonely Boy falls over into the snow. Hero Boy turns to the others.
We have to stop the train!
I don't know how to stop the train!
Emergency brake!
Know-It-All points at a handle, which Hero Boy pulls. Sparks fly up from the wheels as the emergency brake comes on. The children are sent flying. The Polar Express comes to a halt. His glasses having slipped, Know-It-All shakes his head, then pushes them back into position. Hero Boy sees Lonely Boy through the circular glass window in the door at the end of the carriage. Hero Boy lifts a hand and half smiles. Lonely Boy disappears into an empty carriage. Hero Boy turns to Hero Girl, who shrugs. The conductor crashes in.
Who in the blazes applied that emergency brake?
He did!
You. In case you didn't know, that cord is for emergency purposes only. And in case you weren't aware, tonight is Christmas Eve. And in case you haven't noticed, this train is on a very tight schedule. Now, young man, Christmas may not be important to some people, but it is very important to the rest of us.
But, he was just trying to stop the train so that kid could get on.
He looks round. Seeing Lonely Boy.
See. Young man. Is that what happened?
Hero Boy nods hurriedly, looking at Hero Girl, who also nods.
Well, let me remind you, we are on a very tight schedule. And I've never been late before, and I am certainly not going to be late tonight. Now, everybody, take your seats, please.
Under his stern gaze, the children scampered to their seats.
Thank you.
As the Polar Express moves off, the conductor grabs the public address microphone.
Your attention, please. Are there any Polar Express passengers in need of refreshment? I thought so.
The conductor slides back the door behind him and a troop of waiters dressed in black and white dance in. They whip off their white aprons, draping them over invisible round tables.
Ooh, we got it!
Two chefs backflip along the aisle on a trolley between them, an urn. One of the chefs throws silver trays, then saucers to the waiters like frisbees, while the other dishes out the cups.
Here we've only got one rule. Never, ever let it cool. Keep it cooking in the pot.
The chefs squirt hot chocolate from the urn and the yummy brown liquid shoots through the air, landing without a splash in the cups. The waiters hand them out. Hero Girl hides hers under the table.
Say, we got it!
The conductor sings into the public address microphone. Hero Boy has a hot chocolate moustache. He looks up in wonder at the dancing waiters and chefs. Hero Girl gets another cupful, which she hides under her seat, leaving an empty one on the table. The chefs and waiters are whizzing along the aisle on the trolley. The conductor slides along the red carpeted aisle. Getting to his feet, he moonwalks backwards as the waiters somersault from seat to floor. They pour more hot chocolate from the silver pots. Out of the spouts come three lines of liquid, one for each cup. Tap dancing on the tables, the waiters pull the tablecloths out from under their feet and backflip, landing in the splits in the aisle. They gather up the empty cups on their trays, then dance out through the door, followed by the conductor. Know-it-all wipes his mouth.
You know, Montezuma, the king of the Aztecs, would drink 50 quarts of hot chocolate every day. It was thick as mud and red because he put chili pepper in instead of sugar.
Hero Girl gets the hidden cup of hot chocolate from under her seat.
Where are you going with that?
It is true. I know everything.
It's for him. I don't think we're supposed to leave our seats.
Yeah, it's a violation of railroad safety regulations for a kid to cross moving cars without a grown-up.
I think I'll be okay.
Are you sure?
Hero Boy watches as she heads for the door at the end of the carriage. She freezes her back to him. She turns, finding the conductor behind her.
What about this lad in the back? Did he get any refreshment?
They shake their heads.
Well, let's take some to him, by all means.
The conductor takes the cup from Hero Girl, leading her off.
Watch your step now, watch your step.
Hero Boy sees a ticket on her seat.
Uh-oh.
He picks it up.
She forgot her ticket. It hasn't been punched.
Hero Boy moves towards the door.
Hey, what are you doing? You're gonna get us all in trouble!
Hero Boy opens the door at the end of the carriage. He looks down fearfully at the coupling and the track racing past beneath it. Wobbling about, he clings onto the doorframe, the ticket flapping in his left hand. Through the round window of the door into the next carriage, he sees Hero Girl, the conductor, and Lonely Boy. The golden ticket is suddenly blown out of his hand. Hero Boy reaches desperately for it, but it flutters around just out of his reach. The ticket is carried away in a swirl of wind and snow. Hero Boy runs back inside the carriage, tracking the ticket, which is being carried past just outside the windows. The ticket gets caught in a window frame and flaps about wildly. Hero Boy pulls down the window, but as he climbs onto the seat to grab it, it flies away, twisting and turning on the wind as it's carried skywards. The Polar Express thunders on towards a bridge. The ticket continues to dance on the breeze, then starts to drift slowly earthwards. Rocking back and forth in the air, it drifts down past snow-laden fir trees. Their shadows dapple the moonlit snow. The ticket finally lands gently on the ground. The Polar Express rattles past on the track beyond the trees. Three wolves trot up near the ticket and watch the train pass. More wolves appear and the pack charges off, tracking the train, trampling over the ticket, which is launched back into the air. The Polar Express crosses the bridge. An eagle swoops down and catches the ticket in its beak. It flutters violently as the bird sweeps through the night sky, down past craggy snow-capped rocks and over a waterfall. The eagle dives straight down past the frothing water which surges towards the rocks below. The bird suddenly veers off, landing on the side of a nest atop a tower of rock. The eagle feeds the ticket to its eaglet. The baby bird spits the ticket out and it tumbles downwards. Hitting a snowy slope below, scrunched up in a ball, the ticket rolls on, gathering snow. It hits the top of a tunnel entrance and breaks open. The ticket floats down. The Polar Express powers out of the tunnel and the ticket gets caught on its grilled cowcatcher. It slides upwards on one of the rails, then slips away again, dancing about beneath the mighty locomotive. The ticket gets caught momentarily on the foot of a man with a hole in his shoe, then blows up to his bristly chin before fluttering on. It makes its way through a door behind a conductor and into the children's carriage, coming to a stop against an air vent on the wall.
Young lady, forgive me. I believe I have neglected to punch your ticket. May I?
Hero Girl searches for it.
I left my ticket right here on the seat. But it's gone.
You mean you have lost your ticket?
She didn't lose her ticket.
Hero Boy stands.
I did.
He steps forward.
I was trying to return it to you, but the wind blew it out of my hand.
The conductor exhales and looks heavenwards.
You can have my ticket.
The conductor grabs it.
These tickets are not transferable.
He glowers and hands the ticket back.
Young lady, you will just have to come along with me.
As the conductor leads Hero Girl away, she glances back solemnly at an anxious Hero Boy. Meanwhile, the ticket flutters in one of the air vent slots near the door through which the conductor goes.
You know what's going to happen now, don't you? He's going to throw her off the train. Yeah, he's going to probably throw her right off the rear platform. It's standard procedure. That way she won't get sucked down under the wheel. They may slow the train down a little bit, but they're never going to stop it.
Stop it? That's it! I have to stop the train again!
No, please, don't do that again!
The ticket is about to disappear through the slot in the air vent. His hands on the emergency brake handle, Hero Boy sees it. He clambers onto a seat and pulls it out, turning to the others, his mouth agape. He goes out of the end of the carriage and stares down in terror at the track racing past below. Clamping the ticket between his teeth, he leaps bravely across the gap and heads into Lonely Boy's carriage. He sprints along the length of the carriage in his slippered feet and hurries out through the door onto the platform at the back of the train. All he sees is empty track and swirling snow. He runs up to Lonely Boy.
Where'd they go? What happened to them? Please, she's in big trouble! You have to help me!
Lonely Boy glances towards the ceiling. Hero Boy follows his gaze and sees through a window the conductor's and Hero Girl's silhouette in a circle of light. Clutching the ticket in his hand, Hero Boy climbs up onto the railings on the platform at the back of the train, and being buffeted by the wind and snow, he clambers onto a ladder. He clings on as the train whizzes past a cliff face. His head inches from the cliff face, Hero Boy starts to climb towards the roof. Still gripping the ticket, he reaches up to a handrail and looks along the train roof, seeing Hero Girl and conductor in the distance. Their outlines are hazy in the glow of the conductor's lamp.
Hey!
Hero Boy struggles to stand on the roof. He waves the ticket.
Hey! I found your ticket! Wait!
The lamplight starts to dim. The ticket flaps in Hero Boy's outstretched hand. He starts to trudge forward through the deep snow on the roof of the Polar Express. He looks down, seeing large and small footprints in the snow up ahead of him. A surging tunnel of snowflakes flies into his face. Eyes narrowed, Hero Boy spots a hazy light up ahead. Nearing the light, Hero Boy sees that it's a fire, with a pot hanging from a wooden frame over it. The hobo, with the hole in his shoe, sits playing a hurdy-gurdy. The hobo looks up at Hero Boy.
Is there something I can do for you?
I'm looking for a girl.
A girl? Hey, we all!
I have her ticket.
Why, looky. Looky here. Well, this is an official, authentic, genuine ticket to ride. Oh, you better keep this in a safe place, young man. If I was you, I'd keep all my valuables right here. Right here in the old size 13. Experience shows this is the safest place. Not that I have much use for those tickets. I ride for free. Oh, yeah, yeah. I hop aboard this Rattler anytime I feels like it. I own this train. Huh? It's like I'm the king of this train. Yeah, the king of the Polex. In fact, I am the king of the North Pole!
The hobo stands flinging out his arms.
Now, where's my map? Sit. Take a load off. Hey, would you like some chow? Nice, hot refreshment, perfect for a cold winter's night.
Hero Boy takes the tin cup of coffee the hobo has poured for him and stares down at the bitty, inky black liquid. He has a gulp. The hobo takes a sock from the pot.
Bless you.
Hero Boy wipes his mouth.
What about, Santa?
Santa?
Isn't he the king of the North Pole?
You mean this guy?
The hobo dons a Santa hat. He removes the hat.
What exactly is your persuasion on the big man, since you brought him up?
Well, I want to believe. But!
You don't want to be bamboozled. You don't want to be led down to Primrose Bay. You don't want to be caught or duped, have the wool pulled over your eyes, hoodwinked. You don't want to be taken for a ride, railroaded!
Hobo tips the coffee onto the fire, extinguishing it. Smoke billows out.
Seeing is believing. Am I right?
But what about this train?
Hero Boy gazes up at him.
What about it?
We're all really going to the North Pole. Aren't we?
Aren't we?
Hobo leans closer.
Are you saying that this is all just a dream?
You said it, kid! Not me.
Hobo drains his coffee cup.
So, let's go find that girl!
Hobo gathers up his belongings, then starts to walk away. He turns back to the motionless Hero Boy.
One other thing. Do you believe in ghosts?
Hero Boy shakes his little head.
Interesting.
Hobo turns and walks away.
Wait!
Hero Boy struggles after him.
Wait!
Fighting against the wind, he sees the scruffy hobo lumbering away. He disappears amongst the swirling snowflakes.
Wait!
Wading through the powdery snow, Hero Boy makes slow progress along the roof of the train.
I have to wake up. Yeah, I have to wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up!
He pinches himself.
Wake
up! He drops down, throwing snow in his face.
Wake up! Wake up! Wake up!
He buries his head in the snow. He looks up and blows the white mask from his face. A bobbing light appears in the distance.
Can't get your head out of the cloud! Wake up, kid! There's no sleepwalking on the Polar Express!
The hobo appears on skis.
We gotta jump them knuckles!
On his head, a minor spotlight.
Come on, kid! Flip my shoulders! Grab my lily! What?
He pulls Hero Boy up onto his shoulders.
That's good, you chaser must have moved on ahead. We gotta hightail it to the Hawk. Pronto!
To the Hawk?
The engine. The engine, you tender foot. We gotta make the engine before we hit Flattop Tunnel.
How come?
So many questions. There is but 1 inch of clearance between the roof of this Rattler and the roof of Flattop Tunnel. Savvy?
Hero Boy stares ahead in trepidation as the train climbs a slope.
It's just the run-up to the hump, kid. This'll be interesting.
Hero Boy holds on tightly. Hobo bends his knees, crossing his skis over at the back, trying to stop them sliding backwards. Hobo looks round. Behind them, the snow cracks, falling away from the roof. They slip backwards towards the end of the train. Hobo catches his ski pole under a handrail. He jerks backwards. Hero Boy falls from his shoulders and is left dangling from the back of the train.
Get back on, kid! Hurry! Get my luck stick!
Hero Boy grabs a ski pole and Hobo swings him through the air. The boy lands on the skis in front of Hobo, who holds the ski poles out in front of him and either side of Hero Boy, who grips one with each hand. As the train descends a slope, they race away, jumping from one carriage to another, hunkered down like speed skiers. The train's wheels spin rapidly, their spokes blurring. On the roof, Hero Boy and Hobo career on towards the front of the train, passing jagged rock faces and snow-covered trees. With death-defying leaps, they jump from carriage to carriage. The train powers towards Flattop Tunnel.
Only one trick to this, kid!
Steam pours from the chimney.
What I say, jump!
They zoom towards the engine.
You jump!
Hobo jumps, leaving Hero Boy alone. As the train plows into the tunnel, Hero Boy lunges forward, landing the coal tender. He slides down in an avalanche of coal, landing on his back with his legs in the air. He pulls himself to his feet and, looking a little disorientated, glances around him. He staggers forward into the engine, brushing the coal dust from his dressing gown. He finds Hero Girl sitting in the driver's seat.
You? I thought you got thrown off and... You're driving the train?
They put me in charge. The engineer had to check the light.
Here's the light!
On the front of the engine, the red-bearded Smokey holds a light bulb out to the bald-headed steamer. It falls and Steamer swings on Smokey's beard to catch it.
How do you know how?
It's easy. Come here, I'll show you. This big lever here, that's the throttle. And then this little one here, that's the brake. And those are the pressure gauges. And that rope is the whistle.
The whistle.
Mm-hmm. Wanna try it?
Hero Boy pulls it.
I've wanted to do that my whole life!
He pulls it again. Outside, still having his beard tugged, Smokey screams. Steamer jams the bulb into the socket. Steamer looks, the headlight picks something out up ahead. Chubby Steamer lets go of skinny Smokey's beard, making his red-headed friend ping upwards into the bell. Steamer lifts a hand to his brow, peering into the night.
Stop the train! Stop the train!
Which one of these is the brake?
He told me this was the brake.
Who?
The engineer.
The engineer?
Yes!
What about this red one that looks like a brake?
No, no, he said this was the brake.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
Hero Girl looks uncertain. She covers her face with her hands. Hero Boy grips the red lever. The train thunders towards a blinking light. Hero Boy glances around uneasily. Hero Girl still has her face covered with her hands. She peers out at Hero Boy, who suddenly grabs the lever she thought was right. He pulls it towards him and the train screeches to a halt. Thrown about, Steamer grabs Smokey's long beard and topples forward, coming nose to nose with a reindeer-like animal.
Caribou!
The caribou snorts in his face.
There can be no Christmas without the Polar Express arriving on time! Am I the only one who understands that?
The conductor.
You!
Hero Boy leaps up.
I should have known. Young man, are you bound and determined that this train never reaches the North Pole?
But look!
The conductor runs to the window.
Caribou crossing!
I may get heard to be at least 100,000, maybe even a million. It's gonna be hours before they clear the track.
A definite crack.
We are in some serious jelly.
And a jam.
Tight spot.
Up the creek.
Of a tree.
Lost in the grass.
I'll tell you what's grass. Our
Hero Boy slips, pulling on Smokey's beard. The lead caribou replies, then gives a snort. Frowning, the conductor tugs on Smokey's beard. The conductor bulls again. The lead caribou pads off the track. The thousands of caribou with him also step back, parting all the way through the herd until the route is clear. The conductor turns to Steamer.
Problem solved. All ahead, slow!
Steamer pulls on the whistle as Smokey shovels coal into the engine. Steamer pushes a lever and the train edges forward. Hordes of caribou stand each side of the track, watching the Polar Express as it chugs away. Still standing outside, Hero Boy stares wonderingly at the animals, the wind buffeting his short brown hair. Steam billows from the chimney, fading into the sky as the locomotive passes between the sea of caribou. In the engine, Smoke is still shoveling coal. His hand on a lever, Steamer starts to jerk back and forth as the train picks up speed. Now wearing a driver's cap, Steamer desperately waggles the lever. Hero Girl climbs onto a ladder to one side of the platform at the front of the train and calls out to Steamer. Steamer tugs hard on the lever, a split pin comes loose and the lever breaks off. Steamer's thrown onto his back.
Jeepers, that cutter been sheared off!
What?
The pin!
Where? There!
It falls through a grill.
Oh, no!
Outside.
They can't hear me!
They can't?
Warning signs appear.
I don't like the look of this. Quick, under the safety bar.
Is everything all right? What should we do?
Well, considering the fact that we have lost communication with the engineer, we are standing totally exposed on the front of the locomotive. The train appears to be accelerating uncontrollably, and we are rapidly approaching Glacier Gulch, which just happens to be the steepest downhill grade in the world. I suggest we all hold on tightly!
Standing right at the front of the train, the three of them hold on very, very tightly as the train rides a summit, then speeds down a sheer drop. The train rattles on, passing under an archway of snow-covered rocks, then out into the open, the track seemingly suspended in midair. The locomotive plummets again like a roller coaster, looming towers of rock either side of it. The pin tumbles back out of the grill and spins through the air. Steamer and Smokey try to grab it, their hands all over the place. Steamer finally manages to catch it in his teeth. He falls onto his back as the train tears on. He spits the pin out and it rotates in the air, dropping back towards him. The train whizzes down another steep drop. Steamer opens his mouth, swallowing the pin.
Dude, at Christmas, the ice is frozen over the tracks!
They clatter towards what looks like a huge, icy lake. The rear carriages slide back and forth like a giant tail. They flip to the left and the train skates along sideways. In the engine, Smokey whacks Steamer hard on the behind with his shovel. The pin comes flying out of his mouth. It lands like a dagger in the ice, which starts to crack. The train hits a mound of snow and tilts sideways. Hero Girl falls. The conductor grabs her and Hero Boy grabs him. A hand grips Hero Boy's dressing gown. He looks round, puzzled, and sees Hobo, who puts a finger to his lips, shushing him. Hobo heaves them all to safety. Hero Boy watches as he crumbles to nothing, blown away like snow on the wind.
Young man, put thinking on your part!
Smokey pokes his head out of the engine window, then thinks for a moment. He removes his hat, revealing a split pin holding a top knot in place. He removes it and his hair falls over his face like a curtain. He puffs it aside and hands the pin to Steamer, who uses it to mend the lever, which he pulls back. The train screeches round, skidding backwards across the lake. Glistening crystals of ice cling to the wheels. It comes to a stop. The engine rocks precariously, then rights itself.
Well, that is more like it. What in the name of Mike?
On the roof of the engine, Hero Boy points.
Look!
Cracks are forming in the ice.
Get us the blazes out of here!
The conductor calls down to Smokey and Steamer, who leap into action. Steamer pulls a lever and the Polar Express starts to move across the breaking ice.
Turn the sled around!
Steamer locks the wheels of the train and the large locomotive skids round. Cavernous cracks in the ice appear perilously close. Water froths out of them violently. Hero Boy and Girl cling onto the roof of the engine. The conductor stands legs apart, balancing like a snowboarder. As the train turns, Steamer releases the wheels. Hero Boy! A gap in the wall of ice up ahead.
Tracks! Get ahead!
The light at the front of the Polar Express picks out the tracks and the train powers towards them.
Right!
Steamer pulls on levers and the train veers to the right. The conductor keeps his gaze fixed on the tracks up ahead.
Left.
The train's wheels cut into the ice as the train skids left.
Right.
The conductor's jacket flaps in the breeze. The train slides to the left.
Toss a Richie!
The Polar Express veers right again.
Forrester!
Now left.
Tool Stubborn!
Then right.
My slipper! You're gonna lose your ticket! It's not my ticket, it's yours! My ticket!
Right, keep up with me! Left!
The ticket flutters away.
Left!
Steamer tries desperately to keep up as the conductor calls out. Hero Girl and Boy try to grab the ticket. It dances on the breeze, they catch it. The ice is breaking under the train.
Oh no!
The conductor looks round.
Yourselves!
They crouch down as the Polar Express ploughs through the crumbling ice and onto the tracks in the crevasse. Sparks fly up from under the wheels as it glides away from the lake.
Well, that's more likely.
The conductor jumps down into the engine.
Thank you! Oh, thank you. I can't believe you got my ticket!
Did someone say they found the ticket?
The conductor pops back up.
Well, in that case, tickets, please.
Hero Girl hands her ticket to the conductor, who deftly puts holes in it with his ticket punch. He blows away bits of paper which stick to his mouth and moustache.
Thank you.
He hands Hero Girl her ticket back.
L.E.
Hey, just like that know-it-all, kid.
Clutching the ticket, she looks at Hero Boy a little hurt. The train motors on between the imposing walls of ice. Now it climbs a steep slope which spirals around a tapered mountain peak. A huge full moon glows brightly in the gloomy sky.
Watch your step, tricky walking up here. It's mighty slick, I tell you. What?
There you go. What did I tell you?
What did I tell you? Years ago, on my first Christmas Eve run, I was up on the roof making my rounds when I slipped on the ice myself. I reached out for a hand iron, but it broke off. I slid and fell. And yet, I did not fall off this train.
Someone saved you?
Or something.
Still on the icy roof of the train, the children look puzzled.
An angel?
Maybe.
Wait! Wait!
Hero Boy climbs down.
What did he look like? Did you see him?
No, sir. But sometimes seeing is believing. And sometimes the most real things in the world are the things we can't see.
The conductor looks steadily at the two children, then enters a carriage jumbled full of old toys.
The forsaken and the abandoned. Mind your step now. These poor toys have suffered enough. Being left to rust and decay in the back alleys and vacant lots of the world.
What are they doing here?
It's a new concept the boss came up with. Instead of being thrown away, they're collected, refurbished. He calls it, re-bicycling, something like that.
Hero Girl picks up a grimy doll.
Makes me want to cry. Seeing toys that were treated this way.
She looks sad.
These hopelessly entangled string puppets, marionettes, pose a particular problem. We found that the nimble fingers of our workforce here at the North Pole are best suited for...
Hero Boy grabs a puppet as the conductor and Hero Girl go. The door slides closed and Hero Boy is left all alone in the cluttered, darkened carriage. He picks his way carefully through the dangling puppets. A puppet's hand grabs his shoulder.
You are just like me, my friend. A Scrooge! Ebenezer! North Pole, Santa Claus, this train, it's all a bunch of humbug! A bout of indigestion. Oh yeah, I know who you are. You're a doubter! A doubter, you don't believe!
Controlled by Hobo from a hatch in the roof, the puppet terrifies Hero Boy. He runs desperately, pushing aside toys and escaping out through the door. Frowning, he backs away from the door and turns, finding himself back in the carriage with the other children. He wanders warily along the aisle, glancing around him with a look of concern. Know-it-all intercepts him.
Hey, you missed it! We rode down some really sharp hills, and then we were on what looked like a frozen lake, but I know it was just an optical illusion caused by moonlight and atmosphere. He said the train was actually on the ice, but I said that was impossible, because you can't put a train track... Hey, where are you going now?
Having seen Hero Girl through the window in the door, Hero Boy walks away and goes through to the dull grey carriage which Lonely Boy occupies. Hero Girl watches Lonely Boy, who's on the platform at the back of the train, singing. She shushes Hero Boy.
I'm wishing on a star and trying to believe.
They edge towards Lonely Boy, who has his back to them.
You'll find me Christmas Eve. I guess that Santa's busy. 'Cause he's never come around. I think of him when Christmas comes to town.
Hero Girl joins in.
The best time of the year, when everyone comes home. With all this Christmas cheer, it's hard to be alone. Putting up the Christmas tree with friends who come around. It's so much fun when Christmas comes to town.
Presents appear in the sky.
Presents for the children, wrapped in red and green. All the things I've heard about, but never really seen. No one will be sleeping on the night of Christmas Eve, hoping Santa's on his way.
A glittering Santa's sleigh appears.
When Santa's sleigh bells ring, I listen all around. The herald angels sing, I never hear a sound. And all the dreams of children Once lost, we'll all be found. That's all I want when Christmas comes to town.
Hero Girl and Lonely Boy hold hands.
That's all I want when Christmas comes to town.
Hero Boy stands watching them as they gaze into each other's eyes. They pull their hands apart and turn to face him. Looking a little awkward, Hero Boy gives Lonely Boy a nod and a half smile.
Look!
The sky fills with a rainbow of wishy-washy colours.
The Northern Lights!
They ripple across the sky like magical waves.
Hey, you three!
The conductor appears.
We just crossed it. Latitude 66 degrees, 33 minutes. The Arctic Circle. And do you see? Those lights in the distance. They look like the lights of a strange ocean liner sailing on a frozen sea.
An island of light.
There.
The conductor points.
Is the North Pole.
The Polar Express powers along the tracks towards the North Pole. It travels along the top of a long winding viaduct, the arches of which are decorated with fairy lights. The track snakes towards the island, which is jumbled with houses. Still on the viaduct, the train whizzes past a clock tower. It's 5 minutes to midnight. Now the express passes beneath the tower, a trail of grey smoke wafting along its roof.
We made it! With 5 minutes to spare! We made it!
The conductor checks his fob watch. As they pass tall red brick buildings, he removes his hat, revealing a bald head. He lifts a handkerchief to his face and wipes his eyes, then returns his smart blue and gold hat to his head. In the children's carriage, they stare out of the windows at the deserted streets. Patches of snow cling to the edges of the roads. Hero Girl stands with Hero Boy.
There should be elves. Where are the elves?
Yeah, where are they?
They are gathering in the center of the city. That is where Santa will give the first gift of Christmas.
Who gets the first gift at Christmas?
He will choose one of you.
The conductor eyes Hero Boy, who looks thoughtful.
Look! Elves!
A chubby-faced boy points. The children clamour against the windows as the Polar Express slowly passes a horde of elves. Wearing tiny Santa hats, red jackets and green leggings, they clap as they march along. Some do forward rolls. The host of elves fills the streets on both sides of the train and spill into the square up ahead, at the centre of which stands an enormous Christmas tree, twinkling with gold lights, a gleaming star at its tip. The Polar Express slows to a halt.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, two columns, if you please. Shorter in the front, taller in the rear. Even-numbered birthdays on the right, odd-numbered on the left. No pushing! No pushing, but let's not dilly-dally. It's 5 minutes to midnight.
Hey, what gives? It was 5 minutes till midnight 4 minutes ago.
Exactly. Columns of 2, 1, 2.
Excuse me.
Question.
What about him?
Hero Girl points at Lonely Boy, who's still on the train.
No one is required to see Santa. Ladies and gentlemen, you do not have to hold hands.
Why?
But please remain in your columns. While we are in transit.
Hero Girl and Boy race back towards the train. Hero Boy slips on the steps. Hurrying, he puts his foot on a lever, releasing the couplings.
Look, you have to come with us.
She's right.
Lonely Boy looks down.
Christmas just doesn't work out for me. Never has.
But Christmas is such a wonderful, beautiful time. It's a time for giving and being thankful for friends and family. People hang decorations and lights, and then Santa comes and leaves presents under our Christmas trees.
Lonely Boy looks up at them.
Christmas just doesn't work out for me.
Hero Boy exhales.
Look, I don't know if Christmas is gonna work out for you or not, but this is Christmas Eve. Don't stay here by yourself.
Yes, come with us. We'll go together.
Hero Girl and Boy share a look, then turn back to Lonely Boy. The carriage jerks suddenly and the lights flicker. Hero Boy runs to the door and opens it. They're rolling away from the rest of the train.
Oh no!
Uh-oh!
Sharing a look of panic, Hero Boy and Girl run to the platform at what's now the front of the carriage. Lonely Boy joins them. They pass over a junction box.
Gonna be okay.
The points up ahead change.
Baby, no!
Forcing the carriage down a steep slope. Struggling to balance as the train rattles down the tracks, Hero Boy goes back inside. He goes to the door at the other end of the carriage. Hobo taps his metal mug against a wheel on the wall outside.
Take a break, kid! How about a nice, good, hot cup of joe?
Hobo pours himself a coffee. They approach a tunnel. Sitting on the roof, Hobo hits it, disintegrating into powdered snow. The carriage plunges into darkness. Sparks fly out from under the wheels, creating bursts of light. The golden sparks sputter through the darkness like fireworks. Hero Boy stands on a ledge outside the back of the carriage, turning the wheel Hobo pointed out to him. Hero Girl and Lonely Boy are shaken around on the platform at the front of the carriage as it nears the end of the line.
Crash!
They thump against a buffer on a train turntable. The children are thrown to the floor. Hero Boy gets shakily to his feet.
We're spinning!
The carriage moves round and round. Hero Boy has trouble staying on his feet. The three of them move unsteadily towards the door. The carriage is spinning on the large wooden turntable, which sits on a huge column of rock, a vast chasm all the way around it, bridged only by seven railway tracks, heading out from the table in different directions. Music pumps out of speakers high above them. The carriage gradually comes to a stop. Hero Girl lifts a hand.
You hear that? The bell!
What bell?
The sleigh bell!
Sleigh bell?
Did you hear it?
They clamber down from the carriage.
It's coming from that tunnel!
Hero Girl points across the chasm at a dark tunnel. She runs to the track which leads to it, stopping seeing the huge drop.
That's the way we should go.
She starts to pick her way very carefully along one side of the railway track which bridges the gap. She holds her arms out at her sides like a tightrope walker.
Come on!
She looks round, gesturing for Hero Boy and Lonely Boy to follow her. They look hesitant, Hero Boy glancing round at Lonely Boy before stepping gingerly onto the track in his slippered feet. Lonely Boy follows tentatively, wobbling rather a lot as he hastens along in his wellies. He slips, nearly toppling over the edge, but waving his arms about manages to right himself just in time. Hero Boy's eyebrows are raised in concentration as he follows Hero Girl's lead, his arms held out steadily either side of him. Hero Girl stops.
What?
Come on.
She moves on, swaying a little. The boys follow her. Now safely through the tunnel, Hero Girl leads the way. They jump from sleeper to sleeper, then reaching the end of the line, duck under an archway into a narrow cobbled street.
Come on.
Hero Girl races on. Lights shine through the windows in the buildings either side of them. Christmas garlands hang from elf-sized doors. The children slow to a stop.
We're lost.
Hero Girl tiptoes towards a tiny archway. Hero Boy peers through a window. Various records play on different turntables. Each one has a sign. The one nearest him reads Rapping Hall.
Yes.
Hero Boy looks round.
Yes, I hear it.
I hear it too.
I don't hear anything.
Okay, it's down this way.
Are you sure?
Hero Girl freezes in front of the archway, then turns to look at Hero Boy.
Absolutely.
Hero Boy rolls his eyes around in their sockets as Hero Girl heads through the miniature archway with Lonely Boy.
Why can't I hear anything?
Shh. Get down. And be quiet.
All three of them head down steps towards a balcony onto which they crawl. Before them, a vast hall. At the center, a tower with banks of monitors all the way up it.
What?
How's it wrapped?
It's wrapped in candy striped rag with a number 7 holly green bow.
A number 7 bow? When we're this close to liftoff, what are they thinking down there? Are they Meshuggah? What's the rowdy?
Going to the States, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
That's my town. I'm from Grand Rapids.
On the monitors, sleeping children, elves stand at computers. A flashing sign reads naughty.
We've got a troublemaker now. Just what we need. Things aren't bad enough. What's his 20?
Apparently, some kid from Maplewood, New Jersey, stuck some gum in his sister's hair.
The friends look worried.
Is that the same kid that put the tuck underneath his teacher's tailor's hair?
No, sir. This kid's name is Steven.
So, what do we do, Chief? Like the big man? We talking nothing for Christmas here?
Hero Boy watches as the elf general picks up a red and white striped phone. A boy appears on three screens in front of him.
I didn't do it. I didn't do it.
His distorted image also appears on one of the screens on the tower.
I didn't do it. Look, it's almost Christmas, huh? We'll cut the kid a break. But you put him on a check twice list for next year.
All right, boys. Let's shut it down, all right? That's it for this year. Come on.
Hey, boss, are we taking the pneumatic?
Of course we're taking the pneumatic. It's the only way to get to the square on time. And time is money. Ready and mount.
The five elves jump in.
Close.
The elves are sitting in a capsule which rests inside something resembling a large pipe. The capsule shoots off and another empty one appears, its glass lid opening simultaneously with a glass section in the gold pipe. The three friends climb steps towards the platform.
All right, get in.
They climb in.
I don't know about this.
Hero Boy is the last into the pneumatic capsule. Hero Girl presses one of three green buttons on a panel in front of her. The glass lids flip closed and the pneumatic zooms away. They reach a gap in the pipe, whizzing through midair before entering another pipe in the building opposite, their faces distorted by the G-force. The pneumatic comes to a sudden stop in a flash of white light. The lids flip open and Hero Boy, Hero Girl and Lonely Boy climb out onto a platform. They look down on a room full of wrapping paper. At the center of the room, a walkway with arrows on it.
I don't hear it. Do you?
Lonely Boy shakes his head.
No.
Hero Boy looks around.
I think we should follow those arrows.
Moments later, the three of them are bouncing along the rubbery walkway, jumping from arrow to arrow. Hero Boy leads the way, his arms flailing. Lonely Boy lags behind a little. They come through a tunnel into another high-ceilinged room, full of differently angled conveyor belts.
I thought there'd be a way out.
We're gonna miss everything.
The walkway with the arrows on it starts to move. Hero Boy and Girl jump hurriedly onto a platform. Lonely Boy misses his chance, but manages to get onto the next one.
Hey, look!
A large present appears.
A present!
Wrapped in red and white striped paper with a green ribbon, it drops onto a conveyor belt.
It's going to my town! There's someone named Billy!
My name is Billy!
It's going to 11344 Edbrook Avenue.
That's my address!
Billy the Lonely Boy steps forward and reads the label on the present as it glides past him. Having glanced at his friends, he races after it and dives forward to grab it.
Come on!
On his belly, he disappears through a tunnel. Hero Boy and Girl go after him. Hero Boy's eyes widen. He launches down a steep chute, skidding along it on his tummy. Ahead of him are Hero Girl and Billy. Suspended in midair, the chute curves round like a giant water park slide. The three friends glide on towards a huge trumpet-like dish with a hole at the center. Billy still grips his prezi. Hero Girl's on her back. His feet in the air, Hero Boy skids all over the place. They whiz onto the smooth, grey-coloured surface of the dish and one behind the other glide towards the hole at the centre like water whirling towards a plug hole. They draw closer, each one dropping through. They land on a mountain of presents. The three friends struggle out from under the beautifully wrapped gifts. Billy still holds tightly to his.
Look!
He shows Hero Girl the label.
It's Merry Christmas, Billy. From Mr. C.
I think I know what it is! I wanted one of these my whole life!
Wait, stop! Look.
Do not open until Christmas.
But I...
Those are the rules.
Billy looks glumly at Hero Boy. The mountain of presents starts to move. The gifts are piled high on a trolley with wheels. Hero Boy gazes up as they come to a stop under a target painted on the ceiling high above them. The three friends look around them curiously. Hero Boy looks to Billy, who still holds on to his present. Hero Girl stares up at the ceiling. Four rockets suddenly shoot up past them, disappearing in a puff of smoke through the hole at the center of the target. Trailing behind each rocket a rope, the ropes tighten. Hero Girl, Billy and Hero Boy all stand gazing upwards. An enormous red sack is dragged up around the mountain of presents. The three friends become unsteady on their feet, suddenly looking anxious. The huge sack of gifts is gently lifted off the trolley. The ceiling above them parts, dividing the target in two. The ropes have attached themselves to a strange-looking flying machine in the sky above. It looks like a raft with a flat central section flanked by two giant sausage-shaped balloons, striped blue and pink. The flying craft slowly heaves the sack of presents up through the roof. Hero boy and girl clamber to the edge and stare down over the city. Their eyes are full of wonder. Colourful smoke pours from the towering chimneys, which nearly touch them as they pass. All the lights in the city glow warmly from every window in every building. The dangling sack of presents is carried past the rooftops, narrowly missing some. Billy stands behind Hero Boy and Girl, holding his precious present above his head. The city stretches out in front of them, a bright golden light in the distance. The higgledy-piggledy rooftops are dusted in places with snow. Hero Boy and Girl grin. Billy topples over.
Something's got me! It's got my leg!
I can't hold him! Give me your other hand! Give me your other hand!
I can't!
On three! One, two, three! Look!
It's still got me!
On three again! One, two, three!
They tug Billy up, still clutching his present. Know-it-all appears.
You!
What are you doing here?
Same as you. I'm checking on my Christmas presents. I want to make sure I'm getting everything on my list. All I found was one present, and all I had was a bunch of stupid underwear.
Hero Boy points. As they round a rooftop, the huge illuminated Christmas tree in the town square comes into view. It stands like a beacon in the center.
You may start your descent any time now. At your convenience, of course.
The children look up. Two elves on each of the pink and blue balloons let some air out. The elves pull back on the pink rubber, which flaps about as the air gusts out. Their little feet slip around. Hero Girl looks down at the clock tower.
It's still 5-2. I think we're gonna make it.
Of course we will. It's been 5-2 for the last hour. We got plenty of time. We got nothing but time. We got time to kill.
You know what? I don't think we're gonna make it.
The sack is heading straight for the Christmas tree, the conductor.
I may be just an old railroader and know nothing about lighter than aircraft, but from my layman's perspective, you need more altitude.
The children look up. Several elves leap from the central section of the flying craft. Santa's sack suddenly lifts as the now lighter craft rises upwards. The elves link arms, forming a star shape like skydivers. They separate and their tiny parachutes release. Each one lands safely in the square.
The flying elves. They are specialists. Do not try that at home, kids. Do not try that at home.
We're not gonna make it!
Hero Boy looks down anxiously. The bottom of Santa's sack gets caught on a glowing star at the very top of the Christmas tree. The star topples over. It spins towards the ground. Hero Boy and Girl, Know-It-All and Billy, still gripping his present, all look up. Three elves, each attached to a rope, leap majestically from the flying craft, diving down after the star. Arms outstretched, they each grab a point, stopping the star as one of its pointed tips prods the nose of an elf, who's trapped on his back on the ground. The star pings back into the air, and the elves release it just as they near the top of the towering tree. The star flips back into position, landing neatly in place.
A well-oiled machine.
The elf on the ground mops his brow. The large sack of full presents lands safely on the sleigh on a platform near the tree. Two elves peer over the edge.
All right, you stowaways. Party's over.
I was just following them.
We fell in here by mistake.
Ah, forget about it. We knew he was in there the whole time.
They reach in.
Come on, out you go.
Let's go. Come on, step up, step up. Here we go. Not a problem. Come on, watch your step. There you go.
Down with the other children, the conductor takes a look at his fob watch, then up at the clock tower. It's still 5 to midnight.
So that nobody gets hurt, here's how we're gonna get you guys back.
This is simple. Why, I know...
What do you know? You're not supposed to be here in the first place. But since it's Christmas, I'm gonna let you slide.
Hey!
They kick Know-It-All's feet out from under him and he zooms down the sack.
I'm looking for you.
Standing on the shoulders of two other elves, the giggling elves help Hero Girl. She leaps off the top of the sack, sliding down it on her bottom and landing safely on her feet.
Nice to see you again.
Now Hero Boy whizzes down.
Cutting it kind of close, aren't we?
I'll take care of this.
Billy's present.
It's in good hands. Trust me.
His head bent, Billy reluctantly hands his precious present over to the elf, who lifts it above his head and eyes Billy, who glumly jumps off the top of the sack, sliding down the side. The elf who took Billy's gift tosses it in with the others. A rope appears and lands around the neck of the sack. Between them, the elves pull it tight. Santa's reindeer bound down from the front steps of a grand building on the edge of the square. The elves start to leap about excitedly. Hero boy Billy and hero girl stand watching expectantly. The white reindeer with long, powerful-looking antlers make their way through the throng of singing elves. One seems to trot through the air above them, elves clamoring around his hooves. Hero boy, hero girl and Billy stare in awe at the magical sight. The animals frolic into position in front of Santa's sleigh. Know-it-all waves a dismissive hand. Hero boy and girl are open-mouthed. They turn their heads as several elegant golden trumpets are raised, one elf holding the instrument, the other blowing through the mouthpiece. Two parallel lines of elves move through the crowd, each carrying long lengths of silver bells. They give them a shake. Unable to hear anything, Hero Boy's smile fades. His brow knits and he glances around him uneasily. The elves shake the bells again, their polished silver glinting dazzlingly. Hero Boy lifts a hand to his ear, looking increasingly worried. The elves carry the bells towards the reindeer. Beaming, Hero Girl turns to him.
Aren't those bells the most beautiful sound?
Hero Boy looks towards the platform on which the reindeer stand before the sleigh. The reindeer are lined up in two rows of four. The elves attach the bells to their harnesses. Hero Boy hangs his head. Hearing the trumpets, he looks up at the grand building across the square. The elves break into song. The conductor and the children join in. The doors at the front of the grand building open and light floods out. A giant Santa-shaped shadow appears on the ground where the elves have left a clear path to the platform. Music pumps out of speakers attached to poles. The elves stand on each other's shoulders. Hero Boy tries desperately to peer past them at Santa. Hero Girl grins.
He's making a list.
Here!
Checking it twice.
Here! Where?
Gonna find out who's naughty and nice.
Hero Boy's face is full of anxiety as he struggles to see through the crowds. A bright light glows from the open doors behind Santa. The conductor lifts his hat in a salute, then returns it to his bald head. Hero Boy starts to jump up and down. Beyond the elves, Santa stands with his hands on his hips. Agitated, Hero Boy shifts back and forth. Hero Boy moves forward. All he can see are the elves standing on each other's shoulders. He turns his head, hearing the reindeer's hooves as they start to leap up and down on the platform. Hero Boy stares at one of the bells attached to the harness. It's coming loose. It breaks free and flies through the air, glinting like a diamond. It lands on the ground and bounces along between the elves' green stockinged legs. It rolls along the paving stones, coming to a stop on the icy patch at Hero Boy's slippered feet. The world slowing down around him, Hero Boy gazes at it, then reaches down to pick it up. He takes the bell carefully in his small hand and straightens, lifting it to his ear. He shakes it, tears welling in his eyes. He shakes harder, shutting out those around him.
Okay. Okay.
He stares at the bell, then closes his eyes.
I believe.
He keeps them tightly closed. He lifts the bell back to his ear and shakes it. His mouth drops open and he stares at the bell in amazement. In its shiny surface he sees his own face reflected, and then that of Santa, whose features are obliterated by one of the holes in the side of the acorn-shaped bell. Hero Boy turns the bell so that he can clearly see Santa's white-bearded face.
What was that you said?
Hero Boy gazes up at Santa, blinking nervously.
I will leave.
Hero Boy backs away a little and looks around him.
I believe.
Santa stares steadily at him.
I believe. This is yours?
He holds out the bell.
Wow.
Santa takes it.
Thank you.
Me, pick me, Santa.
Shh, what are you doing? Stop it.
Pick me. Shh. I want the first gift.
Young man, patience. And a smidgen of humility might also serve you well.
Yes, sir.
Santa approaches Hero Girl.
And you, young lady. Lady of decision, full of confidence and spirit. Christmas spirit. Keep up the good work.
She nods.
Thank you.
Santa moves on.
And Billy. It is Billy.
Billy nods shyly.
I see you've made some new friends.
He glances at Hero Boy and Girl.
Yes, sir, I sure have.
He's a lucky lad. It's no greater gift than friendship.
Billy stares up in wonder.
And speaking of gifts!
The tall, full-bellied Santa glances around at the gathered crowd of elves.
Let's have this young fellow right here.
He points at Hero Boy, whose mouth gapes open and eyes light up. He turns to look at the conductor, who smiles gently at him. Billy and Hero Girl smile at their friend. Know-it-all just stares. Santa ambles up the steps onto the platform where his sleigh waits. Behind him, Hero Boy is carried by some elves. They flip him forward onto the edge of the platform, where he stands gazing in wonderment at Santa, who sits in his sleigh, the gigantic sack of presents balanced precariously behind him. Santa lifts a hand and gestures for Hero Boy to step forward. He does so tentatively and climbs aboard the sleigh, standing close to Santa.
Now, what would you like for Christmas?
Me.
You.
Hero Boy glances away, thinking hard. Looking back at Santa, he lifts a hand to his mouth and whispers in Santa's ear.
Yes, indeed.
Santa regards him.
Yes, indeed.
Everyone watches expectantly as he gets to his feet and raises the white mittened hand in which he holds the gleaming silver bell.
The first gift of Christmas!
The elves wave their hands and cheer. From a distance, the town square looks like it's carpeted in red. The Polar Express is stationary on the tracks nearby. Santa lowers his hand and holds the bell out to Hero Boy.
This bell is a wonderful symbol of the spirit of Christmas, as am I. Just remember, the true spirit of Christmas lies in your heart.
He takes Hero Boy's hand and gently lays the bell in the palm. They both look quickly round at the clock tower. It's midnight. Santa turns back to Hero Boy.
Merry Christmas.
The conductor approaches.
Better keep that in a safe place.
Hero Boy puts the bell into the right pocket of his dressing gown. The reindeer are jumping around excitedly. Hero Boy looks round at them, hearing the tinkling of the bells. The conductor helps him down from the sleigh. He looks at his fob watch. The dial is creeping into the red. Late. He eyes Santa. He gives the conductor a pat, then sits back down.
Hey, take me alive!
Back with his friends, Hero Boy watches as the elves on the platform backflip off the shoulders of their colleagues, then clear the way as Santa swirls, then cracks his bright neon whip. The reindeer start to kick their legs, rising into the air in front of the sparkling tree.
Pull, Comet! Pull, boy!
The sleigh edges off the ground. Hero Girl and Boy look at each other in amazement, a tower of elves pushed behind the sack. The elves let go as the sleigh leaves the platform and travels up into the air. Hero girl and boy transfixed by the magical sight. All the children follow the sleigh round with their wide eyes as it circles above them. Santa waves from high above, then cracks his whip again. The reindeer and sleigh carrying their heavy load sweep round in front of the Christmas tree. The conductor looks down fondly at Hero Boy and Hero Girl, who are entranced. The sleigh swoops round behind the clock tower, which stands at the top of the grand building, then flies low over the spectators. Hero Girl beams.
Everything I dreamed it would be.
Bill is stunned.
Could all this be nothing but a dream?
No.
Hero Boy shakes his head, then looks back up at the sky with a smile. The sleigh glides around the top of the Christmas tree. Santa cracks his whip on the star and a bright golden light spirals down the tree.
To the top of the wall, now! Dash away! Dash away! Dash away!
Santa and his sleigh speed across the heavens, leaving a trail of sparkling golden purple fireworks hanging in the sky as they vanish. Like falling stars, the fireworks tumble earthward, sprinkling the sky with glittering stardust. The elves and the children stare up at the sky. The elves take off their hats and toss them into the air. The host of hats travel high into the sky, then drop back down. The conductor looks at his watch.
All aboard!
The Polar Express comes to life.
On top of the world, rocking on top of the world. The race is hopping, the ain't no stopping. Rocking on top of the world. Lift your spirits, swing that girl. Rocking on top of the world tonight, yeah.
On the platform in front of the Christmas tree, an elf band plays. The lead singer with long shaggy hair sits atop a unicycle. The elves jive in pairs. Some are on the rooftops and pillars above the square. Four elves push the runaway carriage back along the track using a handcart. The conductor punches the children's tickets as they file back onto the train. Hero Boy sees the elves fall from the seesawing arms of the handcart.
All right, you. Ticket, please.
Know-it-all is having his ticket punched. The conductor hands it back. Know-it-all has his thumb covering one of the letters as he reads the word on it.
Lean. Whatever that's supposed to mean.
Lean is spelled with four letters. I believed I punch. Five.
The conductor holds it.
Hey, are you saying I don't know how to...
He grabs it back.
Oh, I'm sorry. It says learn. My mistake.
Lesson learned. Ticket?
Billy holds up his ticket and the conductor takes it. He punches several holes in it as Billy waits self-consciously. The conductor hands the ticket back. The words are back to front. Billy turns it over. It reads, depend on. He turns the ticket twice. Now it reads, rely on. He flips it twice again. It reads, count on.
That is some special ticket.
Sure is.
So, can you count on us to get you home safe and sound?
Absolutely. Me?
He glances at Hero Boy and Girl.
And my friends.
The conductor nods approvingly. Billy scampers on board.
Ticket.
Hero Girl hands her ticket to the conductor, who expertly punches it with holes. He passes it back to the little girl, who stares down at the word.
It says lead. Like lead balloon.
I believe it also is pronounced lead, as in leader, leadership. Lead the way.
He salutes.
Follow you anywhere, ma'am.
She smiles and nods, then gets onto the train.
Ah, yes. Young man with all the questions. Ticket.
Hero Boy hands over his ticket. The conductor punches holes in it behind his back, then passes it to the worried-looking Hero Boy. The word punched in it reads, believe.
It says...
It's nothing I need to know.
Hero Boy looks up at the conductor and nods. Clutching his ticket, he joins the other children in the carriage. Hero Boy puts his ticket in his left pocket. He's unaware as it fades away.
Come on, show us the bell.
Yeah, let's see the bell.
Hero Girl pulls Hero Boy into the seat next to her. He reaches into his right pocket and his fingers poke out of the bottom. He looks upset.
It's gone.
Where is it?
I lost it. I lost the bell from Santa's sleigh.
Everyone looks at him sadly. Billy pipes up.
Don't worry. We'll find it!
Yeah, we'll help you. All of us.
Yeah, let's hurry out and find it right now.
Hero Girl hurries to her feet, but Hero Boy stays glumly seated. The train starts to move. Hero Girl goes to the window and peers out into the darkness. She turns sorrowfully to the others. Know it all.
Gee, that's really too bad.
Hero Girl sits back down.
Really?
Know it all moves away, leaving Hero Boy and Girl alone. Hero Boy sits with his head bent. Hero Girl watches him with concern. Glancing away, she looks back at him, then gently rests her hand on his arm, trying to find the right words.
I'm sorry.
Hero Boy stares down at the floor. Hero Girl also hangs her head, and the pair sit sorrowfully side by side. Through the steamy window, with frost patches framing the glass, the elves waltz as the Polar Express pulls away. Searchlights have been lit around the Christmas tree, their beams stretch skywards. The Polar Express curves around the edge of the dancing elves. From above, they look like thousands of rose petals strewn on the ground. The tree shines like a beacon at the center of the isolated island.
113.44, Edbrook. Next stop, 113.44,
The conductor hangs up his public announcement microphone, then marches along the aisle of the children's carriage. Billy goes after him.
Hey, where you going?
Home.
Oh, okay. Merry Christmas.
Know-it-all gives Billy a smile, then settles down for a snooze. Billy approaches Hero Boy and Girl.
Thanks for stopping the train for me.
Billy puts out a hand to Hero Boy, who shakes it. Hero Girl steps forward and hugs Billy warmly.
Have a wonderful Christmas.
Outside.
Watch your step, please.
The conductor holds up his lamp for Billy.
Merry Christmas.
Billy looks awkwardly at the conductor, then turns away. His face suddenly lights up and he points. The conductor gestures for him to go. Billy races away through the snow towards his house, which now has a garland on the door and a Christmas tree in the front room, its lights twinkling in the window. Billy charges inside.
Look!
Hero Boy and Girl stare out.
Santa got to Billy's house already!
Billy comes onto the porch with his present.
Look! Santa got here!
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing.
As the train moves away, Hero Boy sits back down, looking thoughtful.
It is amazing.
He blinks as he takes everything in. The snow is falling heavily as the Polar Express arrives at Hero Boy's house. The snowman still stands proudly outside on the front lawn, a red scarf around his neck. The Polar Express ploughs through a snowdrift, clearing the tracks with its cowcatcher. Steam billows out from under the wheels. Light floods from the windows of the occupied carriages. The conductor leans out, waving his lamp. As the train slows, he leaps off onto the snowy ground. He walks along beside the train as it comes to a stop. Hero Girl and Know-It-All join Hero Boy as he gets ready to disembark. Hero Boy tightens the cord on his dressing gown, then turns to them.
Hey, I'm sorry about the bell. It's a really special present.
Well, you know what they say. It's a thought that counts.
Yeah.
Know-it-all smiles.
Oh. See ya.
He goes back into the carriage. Hero Boy shifts awkwardly.
Well. See ya.
See ya.
Hero Girl gives Hero Boy a big hug. The conductor observes them, then looks towards Hero Boy's house. The friends step apart, then shake hands. The conductor has a quick look at his fob watch and rolls his eyes. Hero Boy comes down the steps.
Watch your step, please.
He looks up at the conductor.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Hero Boy starts to go.
One thing about trains. It doesn't matter where they're going. What matters is deciding to get on.
The conductor gives Hero Boy a wink. A hint of a smile passes across the child's lips. He turns his gaze on Hero Girl, who gives him a wave. Hero Boy waves back, then watches as she turns away sadly and disappears back into the carriage. Hero Boy opens his front door. He looks round at the conductor.
What?
The conductor gives Hero Boy an enthusiastic salute, which he returns. He gazes up at the illuminated windows of the Polar Express as it pulls away. Hero Girl stares back at him. On the roof of the train, Hobo sits playing his hurdy-gurdy next to a fire. He lifts a hand and waves. Hero Boy watches with a frown. He tentatively lifts a hand, waving as a gust of wind blows Hobo away like powdered snow. Hero Boy stares sadly after the train, then goes inside. Closing the door, he feels in his pocket with the hole in it and waggles two fingers out of the bottom. Hero Boy lifts his head, looking towards the Christmas tree. There are no presents underneath it. He turns towards the fireplace where the stockings hang. They are empty. He turns his gaze on the coffee table where the glass of milk and plate of cookies sit untouched. Hero Boy hangs his head despondently and makes his way up the stairs. Morning. In bed, Hero Boy's shaken awake by his little sister, Sarah.
Wake up! Wake up! Wake up! Santa's been here! Santa's been here! Hurry up! Hurry up! Mom! Dad! Wake up! Wake up! Santa's been here! Santa's been here!
Hero Boy grabs his dressing gown, the pocket rips on the bedpost and marbles spill out. Frowning, Hero Boy pushes his hand through the newly made hole. Downstairs, a train just like the Polar Express rattles around the tree on the track. It pushes past discarded wrapping paper and a red and white package with a green ribbon.
The most beautiful, most wonderful Christmas ever! Wait, look!
Sarah finds the package.
Here's one more.
She hands it to her brother.
Has your name on it.
Hero Boy pulls away the green ribbon and takes the lid off the red and white striped box. He stares at the contents in amazement. Sarah peers over his shoulder. Hero Boy reaches into the box and takes out the silver bell he lost. He gazes at it in wonderment, then holds it to his ear and shakes it. A smile creeps across his face. Sarah takes the bell and shakes it. Hero Boy takes a note from the box.
Found this on the seat of my sleigh. Better fix that hole in your pocket. Mr. C.
Hero Boy looks stunned. He turns to his sister and takes the bell back from her, shaking it once again.
Oh, what a beautiful bell. Who's it from?
Santa.
Santa? Really?
His mother shakes it.
Oh, that's too bad.
What's this?
His father follows suit.
Broken. Huh. Sorry about that, sport.
He hands it back to Hero Boy, who shakes it again.
Come on, kids, we don't want to be late.
Sarah grabs a teddy and scampers away as Hero Boy stares down at the gleaming surface of his bell, transfixed.
At one time, most of my friends could hear the bell. But as years passed, it fell silent for all of them. Even Sarah found one Christmas that she could no longer hear its sweet sound. Though I've grown old, the bell still rings for me, as it does for all who truly believe.
On the coffee table near the plate and glass, which are now empty of cookies and milk, Hero Boy leaves the magical bell and goes. Trailing from the bell are two short lengths of red ribbon. Its polished silver surface glints like a diamond. ITFC audio description by Amy Dallara-Beatty.
Children sleeping, snow is softly falling.